Farewell. Wish us luck. Oh, goodness. That was so embarrassing. Mother had always told me about bedding ceremonies before, but I didn't think they would actually carry us to the bedroom, and so quickly after the marriage and the crowning. I don't believe the food had even settled in my stomach from the feast we were having before they were wanting to carry us off. Honestly, producing an heir is the only thing my family cares about. Mother certainly made that clear to me, with the constant reminders about how I need to do my duty to my country. Ah, I'm sorry, my love. I guess I should call you my husband now, shouldn't I? I'm sorry. This has all just been happening so fast for me, and I know it has been for you, too. And I didn't even realize it, but this is the first time we've actually been alone together since we've met. Meeting for our marriage arrangement, getting married, then being crowned king and queen, all within the same day, not one moment alone the entire time. I haven't even really gotten to speak privately with you yet. I'll admit, I was really nervous about the arrangement. Not that I had any say in it, of course. But that's not to say I'm displeased with you. Quite the opposite, actually. When I first laid eyes on you at the arrangement, I happened to think you were actually quite handsome. To be honest, I was just amazed I was going to be married to such a handsome-looking king. I knew you had never been married before, and hadn't been king for very long. Our kingdoms had been at war for so long, so I knew how important it was to my family and my people for this marriage to take place. What about you, husband? Sorry again. Saying that just feels so... I'm not really sure how to describe it. Strange, but strange in a good way. Sorry, I'm just prattling along again. Back to my question. What was your impression when you first saw me at the arrangement meeting? Were you pleased by my appearance? Oh, I'm so glad you found me pleasing. But no need to go so far as to call me beautiful. Ah, well, thank you. I am glad my husband finds me so appealing. I'm sure I looked so nervous at the arrangement. Being a princess my entire life, I really hadn't ever spent any time around boys before, except for my royal guards. So I just didn't know how to comport myself. And when you looked at me for the first time and smiled, I could feel my cheeks burning. I could hear my handmaidens giggling at the face I must have been making. But you looked so confident, and everyone was so happy that there was finally going to be an alliance between our countries. Me giving birth to an heir would truly solidify that alliance. But even before our alliance, I was shocked when I learned that in your kingdom, even daughters have as much of a right to rule as sons do. In my kingdom, only the son of a king is permitted to rule. I never told my mother or father, but even during the time of war, I would hear stories about how the queen of your kingdom would lead her own army into battle, even wearing her own armor. I never saw a battle myself, but I heard many stories. I know the queen was your mother before her death, and the crown being passed to you. She sounded like an incredible woman, and even though our countries were at war at the time, I did look up to her a great deal. I can't even count how many girls I've heard in my kingdom speak of wanting to learn how to fight. Such a thing would be unthinkable in my country, though, and I'll admit There were times when I wondered if the stories of your mother were really true. So imagine my surprise when, at the arrangement meeting, I saw that you had women among your own royal guard. I don't think I've ever seen women who look so strong and confident before. Oh, that's one thing I'll do now that I'm queen. I can mandate that women be given as much right to fight in my kingdom's army as men are. Although, now that we're wed, I suppose all our army is in one entity now. Still, I want things to change. Women in your country have just as much right in your country as men, and I want to change my country to be that way too. I might even have one of my royal guards teach me how to fight. My mother would probably faint at the idea, but now that I'm queen, she has no more control over me, and neither does father. Oh, are you entertaining the thought of me clad in armor with a sword? Do you enjoy that idea? Well, I can't blame you. Honestly, I was nervous about this, but now I'm rather excited. I know running a country isn't easy at all, but now I'm finally independent from my parents, and I can help to bring real change to the kingdom. We can. But people are still expecting an heir. I'm sure it comes as no surprise to you, but I am a virgin. I really have no experience at all with, you know, lovemaking. Of course I wouldn't. I believe maintaining my purity meant more to my mother than anything else about me. Mother had me sit down with some of my handmaidens and wet nurses, and they talked to me about some of what happens. Of course, neither my mother or father would ever think of discussing those things with me themselves. Some of the activities they mentioned that happened during lovemaking were interesting. Well, one of them involved me putting my mouth on your manhood. They also told me about, well, various positions, and that it would probably hurt the first time. I couldn't believe what they were telling me the first time I heard it. But over time, I began to become more interested in it. And, well, one of my handmaidens also taught me how to, well, pleasure myself. I'll admit, once I learned how, I would be doing it multiple times a day. Though, I never actually put any of my fingers inside. However, one thing I always wanted to do was to explore the body of a man. I've seen men shirtless before on several occasions, but of course mother never let them anywhere near me, especially not a man who was naked. Hence, I've always just been curious, and now that I'm married, I can finally do it with you. I'll admit, it's been on my mind almost constantly since I saw you. Even under your clothing, I can tell you appear to be quite strong. I don't know how much of a woman's body you've seen before, but perhaps we can just explore each other. I honestly can't believe I'm being this bold as it is. But now that we're finally alone, and just sitting here next to you, I find myself getting rather excited. So, if you don't mind, I think I'll try disrobing first. Just give me a moment. I'll get out of bed so I can take this wedding gown off. I'm getting far too hot in this thing anyway. And there we are, or I suppose here I am. Oh goodness, this is the first time I've ever been naked in front of anyone besides my handmaidens or my own mother, and it's in front of a man. But what do you think? Of me, I mean. I hope you are not displeased with the body of your new wife. I know my breasts might not be the largest, but I think they still look nice enough. And I think my hips look nice as well. Aw, being called beautiful by your husband brings about so many different feelings than being told that by my family members or citizens. Thank you, dear. So, I suppose it is your turn now? I must admit, I'm quite eager to finally see a naked man up close, especially if it's you. Oh, my. I'm sorry. It's just, you look spectacular. So, this is what a naked man looks like. Do you think, could I maybe touch you? Yes, you're right. I suppose I shouldn't have to ask, should I? Well, in that case, I suppose I'll just start by running my hands over your chest. Oh, wow. Your chest feels so strong. And your arms, so manly too. Oh, apologies. It's not fair for me to just be exploring you. Please feel free to explore me as well. No, it's all right. It's just, I've never been touched by a man before. It just surprised me a little bit. But your hands on my hips actually feel quite nice. And you're so gentle. You can touch my breasts too, if you'd like. I'm actually a bit eager to know what that feels like. No, again, I'm really all right. It tickles a bit, but it's also beginning to feel quite good. Your hands are so strong, and you're just so gentle with them. Oh, I forgot to continue exploring you. I suppose I'll reach my arms around and feel your back. I feel so strong. Oh, I didn't expect you to want to put your hands on my face. Goodness, now you have me so embarrassed. But I think I like it. Your gentle hands on my face like that. Do you really think I look that beautiful? Do you really like me this much? Thank you. Yes, of course, I've never done it before, but I would very much like to kiss you. Do you think we could maybe... That was my very first kiss. You beat me to it before I could finish. More? Do you think we could do that more? Oh, I think I like kissing quite a lot. Oh, and I'm guessing that this thing here pressing against me that's gotten hard is your manhood. I didn't expect it to get so much bigger than it was before. I mean, I was told they could get bigger, but to see it actually happen in front of me, is it all right if I get a closer look. Here, why don't you sit on the edge of the bed so that I can kneel down, if that's all right. This is the first time I've ever gotten to see, so I want to get a closer look. All right. So, I suppose I'll just feel with my hands. Oh, it feels so hot to the touch. And it's hard, but at the same time, it's somewhat spongy. Oh, and it smells quite nice, too. Can't explain it, just like a beautiful skin smell. Say, what is this substance dripping out at the end of it? Precum? I don't believe I've ever heard that before. Although I was told a man can come, I wonder what it tastes like. Oh, goodness. I shouldn't have done that without thinking. I have a bad habit of tasting things with my fingers, and my mother always scolds me about this. Oh, I was always going into the kitchens to try things ever since I was little, and I just did it without thinking. Oh, you really don't mind? Oh, good. Well, in that case, I think you actually tasted good. Yes. Do you think I could get another taste? With my whole mouth, I mean. Okay. I promise I'll be gentle and not use my teeth or anything. I'm sorry, husband. It was meant to be just a taste, but I got a bit carried away. You just taste really good. Oh, you like it? Did it feel good for you as well? In that case, may I do it some more? Oh, I'll just keep going then. She's so good. This is what manhood tastes like. And the fact that it's from you. Seems like you're really enjoying this. It makes me so glad to know I'm able to please you, to make you feel good. Even if it's this way. And I have a confession to make. I was a lot more perverted than I originally let on. I told you how I used to touch myself multiple times a day. But I didn't tell you how I also used to go into the kitchens and secretly take one of the cucumbers. And I'd take them back to my room and suck on them, pretending they were someone's manhood. I do that while I touch myself. And you probably can't see my hand from up there, but I'm touching myself right now. Oh, I'm sorry. You must think I'm a true harlot, don't you? To be into so many dirty things? Before I was even married. And still a virgin. If my mother only knew, she would. Yes, you're right. I do spend too much time thinking about what mother says or thinks. There was so much about myself I was never able to learn because of her. so much I was afraid to explore about myself because of her. So, I won't. You've been so nice to me, listening to what I have to say, and so gentle with me whenever you touch me. So, husband, I want to do it. I want you to take me. But I don't want it to be just me lying on my back, because somehow I think that sounds boring, if I'm being perfectly honest. I want you to take me with me bent over the edge of the bed. When the maids were telling me about positions, they mentioned that one, and it always sounded just so exciting to me. So, husband, will you do that? I have almost no experience in the way of seduction, but if I just get up and lean myself over the bed like this, with my womanhood open and bare to you, dripping wet and untouched, does it make you long to take me? Oh, your hands on me almost always feel like a little shock. I can feel your manhood right at my entrance. Just push it inside. And, husband, please don't feel like you have to be gentle with me, even though it's my first time. I wanted to hurt a little bit. I want to savor the first pain. God. I've never had so much as a finger in there. Oh, it feels like you're stretching it wide open. Yes, yes, it hurts. It hurts some, but don't you dare stop. Just keep pushing. Yes, just keep pushing inside. As far as it go. Goodness. I can feel your manhood all the way inside of me. Fuck. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse. It's just, it just feels so good with you. No, you don't mind. You really don't find anything I do offensive, do you? I can just finally just be myself, can't I? Well, don't just stand there with your cock buried inside me. Fuck me. Fuck me, husband. Like your brooded mare. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, the way your cock just completely stretches me open. Yes. Oh, it feels so incredible. Oh, I could never have imagined it. So much better than using my hand or anything in my imagination. Oh, it's a good thing half of me is on the bed, because I can barely keep my legs up. They feel like jelly. Oh, but I love it. Yes. No, the way your strong hands are gripping my hips from behind. Oh, and the way that cock just goes all the way to the back until it hits something deep inside of me. Yes. Oh, it's as if I'm a breeder and you're fucking me. Just getting ready to put your seed inside me. And in fact, it was your cock that pushed its way into me for the first time. The thought of it just makes me that more wet and that much more desperate. Fuck. Oh, if your cock keeps hitting me in that spot like that, it's gonna make me calm. Yes, husband. I'm about to come. Yes, are you close too? Yes, and come inside me. Yes, put every drop of cum you have and fill my desperate cunt. So that I can give birth to your heir. Yes. I didn't know if I wanted it before, but now I do. I know I do. Please. Yes, Yes. Fill me with your seed. Oh, yes, get me pregnant. Oh, oh. I want to have as many of your children as I can. As many as you want. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Oh, there go my legs. Oh, do you mind helping me up to the bed, darling? Well, thank you. Oh, now, come. Come lie next to me. That was so wonderful. I spent so much time imagining what I thought my first time would be like. My imagination did no justice. I can't believe all the vulgar language I used. I know you encouraged me to be just myself, but still, I feel so naughty. I think that's just something I'll only ever do when we make love. All right, yes, when we fuck. But thank you. Oh, for being so kind with me. Encouraged me to be just myself for the first time in my life. Forgetting about being prim and proper and ladylike. And being just me. I'll be honest. I really didn't want to become queen for the longest time. Even when we were saying our vows, I just wanted to run away and hide. But now that I see how kind and understanding you are, and now that I know how much power I have to change all the things I hated about my country, I am truly excited. And with the way you buried your manhood deep inside me when you came, there is no way I won't get pregnant and give you an heir. My family will no doubt be happy of the news. But honestly, I don't really care about what my family thinks anymore. I am a queen and your wife. And you are my husband and the king. Neither they or my mother can control me anymore. And if they annoy me, I can just tell them to be gone. But really, thank you. I think that together, you and I can really bring in a new time for our countries and change things for the better. It's been such a short time, but I've already found myself having completely fallen for you. And if you keep fucking me like that, there is no way I won't be happy the entire time. Hmm.